The new Mix 99.5 WJBR. It's Rich DeSisto and Michael Waite. We are ready to pick our pro football teams.
Yes, there is no female perspective today.
Well, yeah, we don't have our consultant.
True.
Or the consultant's consultant.
Absolutely.
So we're going solo today. And, what a week of football. By the way, you guys can do your picks anytime you like during the season. It doesn't necessarily mean if you didn't do it from the beginning that you can't take part in trying to win this weekly prize of a $100 gift card to Toscana Restaurant. And then once you win those Toscana Restaurant gift cards, then you're eligible for the grand prize, $200 and a designer purse from Jessie herself.
Well, plus, and you can eat in the meantime.
Yes.
Because you can take your card and go and redeem it anytime.
Oh, could you eat?
manja, baby, yes. I'm telling you.
Lowell Lanchi, I hope I'm getting the name right, a week 7 winner. Congrats. So, game 1 of week 8, why even bother? It's the 1-7 49ers hosting the 1-6 Raiders.
I think we're week 9 now. Actually week 9 already.
We'll see. There you go.
I'm telling you. So, and I'm only looking at that because I'm looking at this other thing in this
guy. No, you're right.
It is week 9. So, yeah, on November 1st, the Raiders and the 49ers, you want to talk about the people at Fox are probably ready to slit their wrists on this one, only because of the fact that this is a game that nobody cares about, and they're trying to promote it as the Battle of the Bay, and it's like nobody cares.
They should have actually played it on Halloween. That would have given a little bit more of a.
I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and I said, "How long do you think Gruden is going to last as the Raiders coach?" And he said, he believes that they're getting ready for their move to Vegas, In fact, I was in Vegas maybe 5-6 months ago, and the activity that's going on around there and around where that stadium is going to go is massive. And so he believed that they were just gearing up to bring a championship-type franchise to Las Vegas and not really care about what they're doing while they're in Oakland right now.
So he's just milking it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, he's got the pedigree to be a championship team.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Gruden's been around, obviously, but he's his worst enemy sometimes. He can't get out of his own
way. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true. So in the battle of the who cares, since the 49ers are home, I'll say the pathetic 49ers may win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with them, too.
Right.
Just home field advantage there.
There you go.
All right, first game on Sunday, it's the Bills hosting the Bears. This is a lopsided game.
And the fact that the Bills actually stayed with the Patriots for a while.
They did.
Early going in that Monday night game, but then they the Bills showed up, in the second half, and they actually went. This was a game, though, that they kept Tom Brady from actually scoring a touchdown or actually throwing a touchdown in a game for, ever.
That's how you stop them. You got to knock them down.
Yeah. But I think the Bears have too much talent. They're kind of on a roll.
They are.
I think they'll probably come in and roll over the Bills.
I agree with you there, too. All right, second game on Sunday. It's the Panthers hosting the Buccaneers. Another lopsided game.
Ooh.
Panthers have a 4-0 home record right now, so.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I think Carolina's back, and I think the Bucs are in influx right now. And, I mean, there's even talk that DeSean Jackson might come back to the Eagles.
Yes, I did see that.
So if there's that kind of talk in the locker room, I think the Bucs are a little, not quite put together right now. So,
and I'm sure they're not looking to get Gruden back there either.
No, probably not. So I think Panthers roll at home.
Yep, I'm with you there. Next game, the Browns hosting the Chiefs. What's going on in Cleveland? They keep firing all their head coaches.
Well, do you realize how many quarterbacks this team has had?
Well, 20, right?
Yeah. I mean, in a 6-year period, they've had they change quarterbacks like people change their underwear. So with that in mind, I think that are they going to fire up to play for their quote-unquote new coach who was basically an assistant coach or what? No, I think, it doesn't matter. You put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig.
That's right. And you put the Chiefs against anybody and they're going to win.
And they are amazing right now. So I say Chiefs beat the Browns this week.
We're on the same page there, too. All right, next game, Dolphins hosting the Jets.
Oh, this one could be a toss-up only because the Jets, it depends on what Jets team shows up.
That's true every week.
but it really does. I mean, sometimes they look brilliant. They darn near beat the Bears. I mean, they really gave them a big fight. It depends on what happens. And the Dolphins got embarrassed last week or week before last. So I don't know that they're actually all together either. And at 4-4 and Jets at 3-5, I think you pretty much could toss a coin on this one.
I mean, the Dolphins started out strong this year. I thought, whoa, what's going on down there?
You know?
And then all of a sudden, things went the other way. But this home field advantage for the Dolphins, I don't know. I kind of think they're gonna take.
You're probably
the game
right. I'll go with you on that.
All right. So hey, we're on the same page.
All right.
Here we go. Ravens hosting the Steelers. Big rivalry, right?
Oh yeah.
Is this a bigger rivalry than the Steelers and the Browns? Probably, right?
Yeah, only because I think because the Browns haven't been relevant for so long, I think that it is to some degree. But the Ravens, I they have this rock solid defense. I mean, to a point that it should be impenetrable, and yet they're 4-4.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. The Steelers, the Steelers started off slow. But I had this conversation with a friend the other day, and I think Pittsburgh's back.
I think they're back
in a big way. So I think they take the game.
All right, I'm going with the Ravens. So that's our first one we don't agree on. Vikings hosting the Lions.
No, I'm not even. You know, I went out on a limb last week saying I thought the Lions were going to do something because. But they're the Lions.
Yeah.
And they've proven time and again that they are the Lions. And until the Fords finally sell that team to somebody who actually cares about football, the Lions will always be the Lions, and unfortunately, no. So Vikings.
That's coming from a guy who spent a lot of time in Detroit.
Absolutely,
wow.
I did, and we had wonderful times. And I got to tell you what, they're as far as community goes and all that. I got to tell you a quick funny story. We had this celebrity softball game we played one time. And we played some of the Lions players. These were not their premier players. These are scrubs, okay? These are the guys that do more bench warming than anything else. I was pitching, and it's just a slow pitch softball.
Yeah.
And as you know, the mound on softball is not what it's mound like in Major League Baseball
not
or whatever else. Fairly close. I pitch the ball. This guy, and again, I don't an unnamed Lion, let's put it that way, hits it back to me. I scoop it up cleanly. I turn. He's already at first base. I never saw a human being move so fast in my life. And it really made me start to realize what the caliber of those, when you get to that caliber of athlete, how amazing they really are. And it was scary. I mean, I turned it. He's there already. It's like, don't even throw it there. You'll embarrass yourself.
You played softball with Barry Sanders?
No. Maybe Barry Sanders' cousin-in-law.
Yeah,
that'd
right.
be about it. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. How'd you do batting?
We did all right. I mean, again, it's slow pitch. You know, if you can't hit slow pitch, go home.
Well, it's almost like a knuckleball, though, right?
It can be sometimes. Yeah. It can be.
But. All right, so we got the Redskins hosting the Falcons in the next game. Redskins are on fire in the NFC East.
And I hate to say it. I don't like to say it. And especially with the Redskins now 5-2, they are the – I said it yesterday. Isn't it sad to say that at 5-2, the Redskins are the creme de la creme of the NFC East? But they are for the moment.
They're due, though. I mean, they've had such bad luck over the years.
Yeah. And Alex Smith, pretty good quarterback. Again,
yes.
he won't get you in trouble. He won't do anything spectacular, but he's not going to get you in trouble. I think the Redskins and the Falcons just look like garbage anyway.
Yeah.
So I think Redskins win this one at home.
All right, we agree there. Broncos hosting the Texans. What happened to Denver?
They lost too much personnel. I mean, and too many shifts and whatever else. And I think they're in a rebuilding cycle now. I think the Texans again started slow. They're kind of like the Steelers. They started slow, but now they've got some momentum.
Winning streak.
This should not be a contest for them. Texans should win this.
Yep,
one.
I agree. Seahawks hosting the Chargers. This is a good game.
It is a good game because the Seahawks finally started to get their act together. All of a sudden, they're playing Seahawk football again. At home against the Chargers, I think they win.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not a bad pick either.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think you can go either way with this game. I think it'll be a fun game to watch.
Absolutely.
Here's a good one. This is probably the game of the week.
Can I just mention that I really enjoyed 9:30 Sunday game?
Oh, that was nice.
It was wonderful because you got up, had a little breakfast. Somebody said, what time did you get up? I said, 6:30. They went, but you got up so early. I said, no, that's sleeping in for me. You know? Yeah. I said, so got up, made breakfast, had coffee, the whole nine yards, read the paper, went to the grocery store, came back, and just in time for kickoff. It was wonderful.
Well, so. If you live on the West Coast, that's every Sunday,
there
right? Pretty much.
Absolutely.
Where are we at?
All right, Rams and Saints.
Yeah, Rams and Saints. So this is the game of the week. Oof. Saints are 6-1. Rams haven't lost a game yet.
And the Saints are at home.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees is being Drew Brees again.
Oh, yeah. He's breaking records, setting records.
I think this is the week that the Rams put a mark in the loss column.
I agree with you.
I do.
I agree with you. So they will not be an undefeated team left in the pro football.
We don't have to hear that anymore.
Schedule. Well, so with the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Absolutely.
Last game, it's a Sunday night game. Patriots hosting the Packers. Patriots are 4-0 at home. I mean, you know, the cheating Patriots.
Yeah, we know.
The balls are deflated at home more so than they were anywhere else. So
no, the pack. And again, being from Chicago originally, I cannot. As much as I dislike the Patriots, I can't even say pack win. It's not in my vocabulary. So yeah. I think the Patriots win this one.
Me too. And the Monday night game this week, it's the Cowboys hosting the Titans. Cowboys are coming back from their bye week.
Come on, Tennessee.
Yeah. That's all there is to say.
That's it. Come on, Tennessee. There you go.
All right, so there's our Week 9 pick'ems. You can either follow our lead or pick your own at mix995wjbr.com. The weekly prize, $100 gift card, is Husqvarna Restaurant up for grabs. Once you win that, you get eligible for the grand prize, $200 and a designer purse from Jesse. It's brought to you by Delaware Public Auto Auction, the home of zero interest financing. From the new Mix, 99.5 WJBR.